My name is Jonathan Blackwood. Welcome to My Tech Decisions Podcast. Today's guest is Richard Ventura, the Vice President of Business Development and Solutions for NEC Display Solutions. Richard and I speak about digital signage within K-12, and specifically we talk about how digital signage can be used to improve school safety.
Historically, they've always said, well, we have an audible message that goes out, an alarm, text messaging, things like that. And I go, well, what do you do for students who you don't have their cell phone number, or they might have audible issues, they might have hearing issues? How do you communicate to them?
As well as who the champion of digital signage should be within the school.
But here's the key thing, and this is probably the most important thing. Not one group with on a college campus, a K-12 or anything like that, should be in charge of that digital signage platform.
March is EdTech Month here at Tech Decisions, and especially for K-12 schools, acquiring a new technology isn't just something that is done at the drop of a hat. There are checks and balances, there are laws, there are mandates, there are multiple levels of administration that have to be notified and have to approve before a technology project even gets off the ground. Which is ironic because even with all of these layers of approval, it's typically one person or one small group of people that are driving the technology. We call these the champions of the technology. Often teachers and low-level administration, they see a need that technology can fill. They see how technology can help the processes of the schools or help teachers teach, help students learn, help administrators communicate with parents, all kinds of things. Often these champions use their own resources, use their own time, come up with their own proposals, and pitch it to administration in order to just get the conversation started about whether or not to employ this type of technology. It's not an easy task, and so here at Tech Decisions, what we try to do is provide resources that can help those champions communicate the return on investment that a school will get for any technology solution. Today, I want to focus on digital signage. And if you go to techdecisions.co, go to the video topic and click on digital signage, you'll find a lot of articles and a lot of resources that will explain different opportunities for digital signage within schools. Digital signage can be used for so much in school systems. Daily schedules can be shown. Upcoming events can be shown. What's for lunch can be shown. Potential clubs to join. Potential classes to take. Potential sports to get involved in. Weather updates. Upcoming holidays. Digital signage should be something that you use to inform the student body of what's going on around the school. And how does that translate to dollars? Imagine you have an upcoming basketball game that 50% of the student body is unaware of. Now you put advertisements for that basketball game all throughout the halls on digital signage boards that students are seeing just walking from class to class. You inform 40% of the student body that hadn't known about the basketball game about the game. 10% of those students now go to the game. You're selling tickets to that game for $5 a piece. You've just made money. It's simple marketing, and it can be used by schools the same way that it's used by companies. Not only is it direct revenue, but it potentially gets more eyeballs on the students that are working hard to play basketball. And the same goes for robotics competitions or volleyball games or a mathletes session or a debate, student council meetings, elections, and events that are going on at the school that aren't necessarily school events, town yard sales or farmers markets. Digital signage is a way to inform. And information isn't just about letting people know what's happening, it's warning people as well. Imagine that an emergency occurs and you have digital signage displays all throughout the hallways that are showing maps of the school with specific instructions of where to go from that exact location. We practice emergency drills for a reason, but there's always going to be points in time where someone's in the school that was not a part of the emergency drill. Guests come in, teachers from other schools, substitute teachers. You're not going to be able to inform everyone beforehand, so why not put in a means to inform people as an emergency occurs? This is the return on investment of human lives. There's no accounting for the cost of that. Richard Ventura and I talk about this and more in our interview. I hope you enjoy. Today on My Tech Decisions podcast, we welcome Richard Ventura, the Vice President of Business Development and Solutions for NEC Display Solutions. Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing well myself, and I'm actually excited for this conversation because school security and school safety has obviously been something that is extremely prevalent in the news and that a lot of people are worried about with recent events and just the amount of mass shootings in general that have happened throughout the country. So it seems like NEC Display, you mentioned, is looking into ways that your products can help with school security in general. But to start, how did you get involved with this endeavor? How did school security become sort of the forefront of what NEC wanted to do and what Rich Ventura wanted to do as well?
Well, you know, with digital signage, it's always been kind of the conversation piece with schools, and we go all the way back to Virginia Tech, and you can go back to Columbine. I mean, you go back even that far. I mean, digital signage and communications have always gone in hand in hand, and we look at one of the biggest applications for digital signage has always been corporate communications, and when we look at corporate communications, it's multiple levels. It's traditional communications of events and things that are going on in a campus all the way to high-end security concerns. And so a lot of the schools that we talk to in both university level as well as K-12, we talk to them about what are they doing to communicate to students and faculty. Historically, they've always said, well, we have an audible message that goes out, an alarm, text messaging, things like that. And I go, well, what do you do for students who you don't have their cell phone number, or they might have audible issues, they might have hearing issues, how do you communicate to them? And really that's where digital signage has become such an important aspect from the security perspective for schools. No matter if you're in a small building, a massive college campus, or a high school or elementary school, that's a huge opportunity to communicate what's going on campus, both good and bad.
What tools have you seen that are introducing this sort of ability into their safety procedures, especially with digital signage?
Well, we're seeing it historically it was first right on major college campuses, right? So colleges, as they were deploying their digital signage platform or their digital signage plan, they looked at it from a perspective of part of their ROI or their justification for putting in the system is that they can do emergency alerts. And we've seen schools doing alerts, not even just safety perspective of someone being on campus, but even with weather issues. You look at just what's going on right now on the West Coast in California, you've got flood going on in Southern California, and schools that have signage are notifying their students about simple safety things like these parking garages are closed because they're underwater to, hey, this route has issues, be careful. So we're seeing schools using it all over the place for that simplicity to when we've just had recent issues on college campuses with shootings that we've actually seen schools taking over the system and telling students to stay indoors, don't come out, there's someone on campus that shouldn't be there.
What are some tips that you have for schools? As you mentioned, can you go a little bit further into how they can make a case using security and other aspects to get a digital signage system sort of throughout their hallways, throughout their campus?
So, and we talk, this is the same conversation we have with any customer. It doesn't matter what kind of company they are, right? We have the conversation of what are their objectives? If for a school, their objectives tend to be information systems about events going on campus, information about clubs, associations, you name it. And then they're saying, well, at the same time, it's information on safety. So information about it be a natural disaster, be it a major event going on, or be it something on campus. So we build out those objectives. And from there, we're able to establish an ROI understanding that they can present upward to the executive team, executive staff for the college or for the high school or K-12, whatever it is, and say, you know, based on deploying signage, and our objectives are to communicate to our students about XYZ events or issues that are going on campus or even national events that are going on, because they can also use it. We have schools that have used it as a learning tool. and saying, well, we can communicate to our students that, you know, this event's going on, maybe it's the election or I go back to like when I was in school and we had the space shuttle blow up and we were watching that live on TV. And things like that, they're able to communicate that to the students so they know exactly what's going on, not only on campus, but in the world around them. So they can utilize it as that tool. So it's that messaging tool, that information tool, that security tool, that safety tool. And by the way, it's also a way to educate with current events.
At the school, who should be the champion? Often when you speak of schools and speak about technology adoption in schools, you find that it was one person that had the idea and sort of communicated it to everybody else. For any K-12 school or high school, you know, is it the principal? Is it teachers? Is it some sort of safety marshal, something like that? Who is typically the champion and who should be the champion to introduce better safety procedures in general, but also try and input digital signage into the safety plan?
Well, you generally have somebody in the media area, right? So you have, what I hate is unfortunately with schools, and you find this in a lot of businesses, you don't have a lot of resources, right? So you've got only so many people who are on the campus that can do so many things. But generally we find it's media resource people. You know, if it's at a college, you generally start seeing things like admissions and marketing, safety organizations. If there's a campus safety organization, that might have a tie-in with that. But here's the key thing, and this is probably the most important thing. Not one group on a college campus, a K-12 or anything like that, should be in charge of that digital signage platform. You should have a centralized person who runs it, but everybody should have the ability of supplying content or having a piece to it. So if you're on a college campus, for example, your public safety group's not going to be running your digital signage. That's generally going to be your media service, your IT department. However, you're going to have maybe the music department wants to submit content or supply content for this area, or maybe the School of Journalism wants this. And then you have this and you have that. And then public safety has to be a layer on top of it that could be the trigger for, hey, there's an emergency on campus. And it could be, you know, some platforms that we've seen out there, it's as simple as you're posting a text message to a certain piece and that triggers it. Or it could be a piece of software or an email that's sent. Some different things like that can trigger the overall content. But to say that public safety is in charge of it, I wouldn't go that far. But I would go as far as saying that public safety needs to have a layer to it. Campus marketing or recruiting has a layer to it. The schools have a layer to it. Everybody has as a part of ownership or stake in the digital signage platform.
Digital signage systems, there are two considerations to be made, and I'm talking specifically for safety procedures. There's where is the screen and what's on the screen. So what are some best practices that schools that are thinking about implementing this technology, what should they be thinking about where to put the screens and then what should be on the screens in the case of an emergency?
Yeah, I mean, that's key. So let's talk about, before we even talk about content, let's talk about location, right? So where are you going to put those screens? And a lot of times we talk to schools, they say, oh, I'm going to put one in the entry when you come into the front office, and that's the only one I'm going to put in. So we'll talk on K-12. That's great if its goal is just to be, hey, welcome to Jefferson Elementary School or Vista High School, right? That's good for that. But if what you're really trying to do is have this be part of your overall campus security, campus mechanism, you got to have it in multiple places. You got to have it in high traffic areas, having it in a gymnasium area, having it in the lunchroom area, having it in high traffic hallways. Place. And the key to that is making sure that do you have enough screens? Is one screen enough, or do you need to bring in 4, 5, 6, 7 screens? I mean, it's all going to be dictated on really how high of a traffic area you are and what kind of message, and also the size of the screens. All that's going to dictate it, right? So then if we go to the content side of it, that's going to be really important. Is you look at PowerPoint, and I hate to use the example of PowerPoint because PowerPoint is really not the right answer. But when you give a PowerPoint presentation, if you have too much text on a slide, you lose value. Because if the people are sitting there having to read every single line on there and there's 900 words on it and it's really, really small font, you've got no value, right? But then if you just put two words on there, how are you going to convey your message? So making sure that the message is conveyed correctly, having the right size of font, and there's a lot of really good information out there that help people on that. But then having what is too much content, what is not enough content, keeping content fresh, so when it's not being used from an emergency perspective, having fresh content, that's going to be important because the more fresh the content is, the more people pay attention. So then at the time when there is an emergency, people have been paying attention to those screens, they're going to catch that emergency. And when you are posting an emergency, it's not posting a little blurb in a little corner. You got to take over the whole screen. And I've seen schools where the screen starts flashing red, just constantly flashing red, and then content pops up. But you've got to have that massive transition so people go, oh, wait, there is something that's going on. Something's changed about that digital sign. I need to see what's going on. It's very important information.
When you speak about that, especially for emergency situations, what it comes down to is these schools are going to need some sort of central management platform that allows them to push out new content and potentially push out content that they hadn't yet created, just push out messages onto the screen. So what advice do you have to schools or people at schools that are thinking about a digital signage system in terms of digital signage management platforms? What features should they be looking for when evaluating software? What sort of software should they be looking for? You know, a lot of people at schools don't have the first clue about what they're looking for behind the scenes like that. Do you have any advice?
Definitely. And I think we're it's interesting, if you go from K-12 to higher ed, completely different challenges, right? K-12, you've got the challenge of if I do a school district, and maybe that school district has two high schools, two junior highs, and 9 elementary schools. Having a common platform that goes across all the schools, or do you have each school have their own platform? So that's the question that you have to answer, right? If you're going to do just a system for each elementary school has their own platform, and the high school has its own, you're running almost a closed loop. So you're running a platform that's just designed or just implemented for that school. You're great if you're doing all internal communications, but if there's anything that has to come out pushed externally, be it from the school district, be it from different points of view, then you have to have a platform that's going to have flexibility for easy integration for multiple data points. If you go across multiple schools, then you need a platform that's very scalable and flexible to have multiple different locations to supply content. You got to have rules-based content where each school maybe is allowed certain areas of their screens that they can deploy content versus lockdown areas that maybe the school district or a centralized platform is able to distribute. So that's really important when you're talking about K-12. When we jump into higher ed, one of the biggest challenges that we find in the higher ed space is while a school is looking at its own platform for the school system, the individual colleges and departments, they may have gone out and done their own thing themselves. So I'll give you a really good example. A higher ed school that we worked with for many years went to deploy digital signage, and they wanted to deploy digital signage across the entire college and university. Here's the problem they ran into. They went to go talk to the history department, and they found out the history department had put in a digital display running a simple digital signage platform that was closed loop, so it was only for the history department. It was one screen type of platform, so there wasn't a lot of flexibility on it. There wasn't any capabilities to expand their platform, right? So their problem that they ran into was when they went to bring the history department in, the history department had all this great content, but it was in a closed system. They couldn't bring the history department into the school's platform. Then on top of that, once they found out, as they did more digging, they found out that they had four other departments the exact same way. So having a platform that's scalable And that allows for multiple departments to tie in and multiple applications, whether it's an athletic department or the history department. All that's really important for higher ed.
Schools often have to run safety drills, things like that. And a lot of times they have to fit a certain code and they have to be looked over by different departments, fire departments, police departments, et cetera, et cetera. When a school introduces digital signage into their safety procedures, how important is it to introduce digital signage into their safety drills? And in what way can schools go about introducing digital signage into drills, practice sessions, things like that?
Oh, it's pretty easy. I mean, that's a simple thing to do. And what we tell a lot of schools to do is when they look at their digital signage platform, make sure you have a platform that is tied in with the different alert systems that are out there, and make sure it's a platform that's tied in with the alert system that you're using. You know, groups like what's great is in education, some of the most powerful digital signage platforms are designed for education. You use guys like Tightrope and Four Winds and Vizix. Their platforms are designed specifically for that application. And that's probably one of the other big things that as a school they need to look at. Don't just buy a digital signage platform because it says that they're a digital signage platform. Buy a platform that has been optimized and designed to work in the education space. So guys like Vizix, Tightrope, Four Winds, their platforms are specifically designed for schools in mind, and in a lot of cases, they're designed actually utilizing educators or schools to test and beta and tell us, what do you need? So that they already have the hooks in there. So when you do an on-campus fire drill or you do an on-campus whatever drill, security safety drill, those hooks are already there, and you're just flipping a switch, and everybody knows it's a drill, so you're not calling the police department and everybody else. But it's also treating it like it is an actual emergency, and people are getting the right message out there.
Obviously, school safety is an extremely important part of what a digital signage system can offer. But it's, as you mentioned, it's far from the only thing that a digital signage solution can offer. So why don't you give our audience the pitch that they should give to their higher-ups to get a digital signage system in, from, you know, the safety benefits to just the scheduling benefits and branding benefits and everything like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the thing you have to think about is what is your message and what is the goal of your education institution? With digital signage, you're looking at every aspect of what an education institution is looking for. You're communicating to your students and your faculty. You're communicating and directing action, so either through wayfinding, directory boards, information screens, you name it. You're giving a peace of mind to the parents as they bring their child, be it in elementary school, higher ed, K-12, whatever it is, bring their child on your campus. You're delivering something, or you're giving them a tool so that there's a safety perspective on there. You're giving a tool that can educate. One of the great things about digital signage, and this is, if I go back in some of the earlier stages of digital signage, schools were actually creating programs, both at higher ed as well as in high school level, where they were teaching how to create content to students. And that was actually creating this next generation of students who could create content. And we're learning about the industry. And what was awesome out of that is schools were actually going from originally where they were buying content and having people create content to them. They were creating their own content, and they were having the students do it. So you're creating an opportunity for education and teaching and learning. And I think the other big thing is, as you look at what your objectives of the institution are, your objectives of how you communicate to your students, your objectives of safety and all those things, digital signage is a tool. It's a tool and a mechanism that allows you to achieve your objectives. Too many times people look at it as an end. It's really an end to a means. I mean, digital signage will help you do so much more on your school campus than you could do previously.
Play Solutions offers all kinds of different digital signage solutions. Rich, if anyone listening wants to learn more about all of the things we've talked about and some of the solutions that NEC offers? Where can they find out?
So definitely, a couple areas. One, obviously, is through our website, the NECdisplay.com website. But also, one of the key things with NEC is we're so heavily focused in the education space and into the digital signage space. So attending conferences like EDUCAUSE, Infocom, definitely Digital Signage Expo, which has a huge focus on education, tying in with associations like the Digital Signage Federation. Things like that are great opportunities and ways that you can definitely learn about more about NEC, but also just the industry as a whole and what tools are out there to help support your signage plan.
Richard Ventura, Vice President of Business Development and Solutions for NEC Display Solutions, thank you so much for joining.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Thanks for tuning in to My Tech Decisions podcast. You can find us online at www.techdecisions.co or find us on Twitter at My Tech Decisions. We'll see you next time.